With your hands lifted, if you will be upstanding for 1 minute. Praise the Lord. With your hands lifted tonight. You want to tell Jesus that I need a fresh visitation tonight. I need a fresh encounter, Lord. An encounter of a lifetime. Talk to him. Korebehe shorabahan torobosaya. In korobohosata kararabaha soberebeheyatos. Ko se babadi inke le farado boho satayas. Ko rebebesi intoro boho sayanta sabahaya. We need your glory tonight. We need your grace tonight. I want you to lift your hands up as a sign of surrender to God. And cry out, O God, send us your rain. Lift your voice and talk to Jesus. Kele fara bahakoro bohoshata kabahayas. Mantoro bohose pere beheka paya. Zire para bahaso para bahantere bohoshaya. Rei para bahaso toka bahande de beheyato sabahaya. Talk to Jesus. Talk to Jesus. Talk to Jesus. Rei bada bahaso do boho shanda da bahayas. Rei tele bahan koro boho siata da bahayas. Oh yes. I feel his glory tonight. Come on, lift your voice and talk to him. Talk to him. Re bahaso tele behen todo boho sabahanta da bahayas. Kore bebebe siata. Kore behe setele bahanta da da ba. Kose behe rabasaya. Whatever you are trusting God for, a little bit volume and bass for me. Whatever you need God to do for you this weekend, as your hands are lifted up unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, you want to ask God for a fresh visitation of healing, of deliverances, manifestation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Let there be signs and wonders, creative miracles. I want you to begin to talk to Jesus and pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 Lift your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. Korebeheso patada da basanta kabahayas. Re para bahaso toko bahaya tasaya. Inkele bahaso koro boho shebrekete. Zantana baha koro boho satana bahayas. Re para bahantana da baha so preketeas. Re para boho se de sata. Re para baha so toko bahayas. Re para ndo boho sete. Re para baha so prekete lele bahantaya. Reparabahanto Bahosataya. Entelebehe Karabahaso Telebahayas. Ropa Padianto Sepreketele Bahanto Kabahayas. In Kodoboho Sirebehe Shantele Bahayas. Korebehe Siato Kapantele Bahayas. Rupada Bahanto Doboho Shetekele Behentele Bahayas. Zuntele Behentele Bahayas. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. With your hands lifted. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The world and they that stand therein. For you founded it by the seas, established it by the floods. Who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands, nor lifted up his voice into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, O ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. David said, O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. For you have set your glory above the heavens, and out of the mouths of babes and suckling have you ordained strength. Because of our enemies, that you will still the avenger. So when I consider the work of your hands, the moon and the star which you have ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? The son of man that you visit. For you have made him little lower than angels, and have placed all dominion under man, to take off the birds of the air, the beast of the field, and the fish of the sea. I honor you tonight. I decrease that you increase. Man came not to see a man perform, but to receive a visitation from you, Lord. Speak to our hearts. Bring conviction that translates us into conversion. And power us to excel. Grant us revelation that will revolutionize our lives. Let saints be ignited. Let sinners receive spiritual health. Let there be an outbreak of revival in this house. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody holler, clap those hands. And celebrate the Lord. Amen. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you look far better than the last time I saw you. Give somebody a hug and tell the person how much you feel about him. Amen. Before you take your seat, we want to honor our Father in the Lord, the great man of God, Pastor Paul. Let's honor him. Let's salute him and his dear wife. Amen. Pastor Debbie. To the entire leadership of the bridge, clap your hands, let's honor. Man. Please be standing, let's honor the man of God. One more time, let's put our hands together and salute. our Father, an awesome man of God, a lover of Jesus. Amen. It's always a blessing, and I feel very humbled and privileged to be in this great, great atmosphere. Once again, let's honor our Father. Let's honor Him. Thank you, Baba. Amen. I'm very humbled because tonight, Pastor Manny and his wonderful wife, the wife is celebrating her birthday. They were supposed to be in Paris, France, but they canceled just to be part of the service. I love you, sir. Love you, mama. Amen. To Prophetess Crystal, God bless you for being here. And to Prophet Jules, the man who returned from Africa on fire. Love you, sir. Amen. And to Jessica, blessings. How many of you are excited for this weekend? Amen. Well, if we stand for Kings, surely let us stand for the reading of God's infallible, unadulterated, unchanging, unchangeable word. Thank you for being here tonight. Awesome presence. If you have your Bibles, let's go to the second book of the Old Testament, Exodus. The author of the book of Exodus, as we know, is the first lawgiver, the leader of Israel during the wilderness wandering. Known to be the Torah, the Pentateuch, our uncle Moses. During the time he was a shepherd boy with his father-in-law, Jethro. Let's stand and give credence to God's word, if you don't mind. The word Exodus is from the Hebrew word wele shemot, which means to depart. The Greek calls it oxodos, which means to exit. So anytime God brings you to Exodus, it means He's going to cause an exit of certain things in it from your life and cause you to depart into His glory. Amen. If you're excited, shout the loudest, amen. Amen. Can we have church here tonight? Awesome. All right, Exodus, the 33rd chapter, Exodus chapter 33. I'd like to issue a warrant tonight. A little bit volume in my microphone. Make the mic hot. Yes. Make it a preacher sound. Amen. And open the monitors without fear and trembling. Praise the Lord. I'd like to issue a warrant tonight for your intelligent arrest and summon you to the verse number 12. Exodus chapter 33, verse 12 till 20. And I would like us to read in concert. And Moses said unto the Lord, see thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom, someone say whom, thou wilt send with me. So he was looking for a person. He's a person. God is a person. The Holy Spirit is a person. The glory, the anointing is a person. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now, therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight. And consider that this nation is thy people. And he said louder, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence do not go with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, and I and thy people from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, louder, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I'll make all my goodness pass before thee, and I'll proclaim the name of the Lord Jesus before thee. And he'll be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy of whom. And he said, thou canst see my face, for there shall no more see me. With all the ebullience and the tenacity of your voice, look at someone and say, his glory is coming back. I think that was a wrong neighbor. Look for somebody else and tell him their glory has returned. Come on now, move from your seat and go to 5 persons and prophesy the glory has returned. The glory has returned. The glory has returned. The glory has returned. You may be seated in God's presence using the objectivity of my subjectivity tonight. The return of the glory. The return of the glory. Throw your hands up and say, do it again, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, with all protocol observed, history records that people just like us walked upon the face of this cosmos. Men and women who did awesome things for God. A study of the historicity of the church gives enormous and emphatic account of generals of God who accessed deep dimension of God's grace and power. They were literal workers and walkers of the supernatural. They came into certain levels of intimacy with the Holy Spirit that is not common in our generation. Uncommon dimension of the miraculous. Men who intimated and interacted with the divine in their natural habitat and proclivities and propensities. In 2nd book of Kings, chapter 2, verse 8, we see Elijah the prophet moving with Elisha, and he just parted the Jordan with ease. It was his natural realm of operability. It wasn't a big miracle for him. He didn't have to pray. He walked in that dimension. The prophet Jeremiah chapter 6, the verse number 16, the Lord speaking to the church. And I would like you to take notice. He said, thou sayest the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. I came tonight as a catalyst of the old path. I came to join your faith, to stir up that dimensional power of the old path. Over the years, there has been a rejection by people to step up into the deep realms and dimension of the spirit. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, there are certain ancient secrets that our fathers understood, that granted them access to the deep and terrible things of God. Mark chapter 2, stay with me tonight, I'll be preaching in a second. Jesus entered into a room, push it please. There was no public announcement. Yet people chased after him, and the power of God was present to heal and to deliver. History records of a man called Benson Idahosa of blessed memory in Nigeria, one of the fathers of Pentecostalism in Africa. This man literally interacted with angels and subdued kingdoms for God. Our mother in the Lord, Catherine Coleman, walked in deep dimension of glory. The one time she literally floated on the stage. My question tonight to the 21st century church is, what was the secret? It is said of E.W. Kenyon that no one died less than 70 years in his church. And if you were less than 70 years and you died, he would raise you back to life. He looked at broken bones and it came back together. Charles and Francis Hunt, am I talking to somebody here? Will look at broken bones and joints by his side and they would come back together. There was a man called John Lake during a viral plague. He will touch infectious bodies and the virus will die literally. One time he laid hands and his imprint was on somebody's body. Child of God, history records of A.A. Allen that one time he peeled off somebody with an alligator skin. And literally a new one appeared. What was the secret? Oh my goodness. Tap your neighbor and say, what was the secret? The other day in Matthew 14 verse 13 to 21. Please help me with the monitor sound. I beg you. Matthew 14 verse 13 to 21. Jesus ministered to 5,000 people. And I want you to take notice that there was no microphone. And these people were 3 days spellbound. And nobody asked to go home. They sat at one place for 3 days. And nobody could even imagine that morning, afternoon, evening had passed. That there was no food, no shower. That Jesus will teach for 72 hours. And these men and women were spellbound, and nobody bothered about going back home. I want you to look at somebody and ask him or her, what was the secret? I have thought over these miraculous moments in history, and I kept asking myself, what was the mystery behind their mastery? What is it that they discovered that gave them access to the supernatural works of God? There was a man called Joshua Mills, and one time he was quietly praying, and the next minute the Lord told him, enter into the elevator in front of you. He entered into the elevator, and suddenly, Jews, he saw himself bodily in China. Oh, you're not here tonight. And he appeared in a crusade ground, and he preached. He went back from that place, entered into another elevator, and he saw himself in India. Without an aeroplane, without Delta, without American Airlines. Look at somebody and say, what was the secret? Come on, son, man. There are depths of God, ladies and gentlemen. There are heights, there are realms, and there are dimensions of God. There are spiritual depths that our generation is yet to enter into. And I believe that this weekend there shall be a raw visitation of that dimension in our lives. In 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 11, the Bible declares that chariots of fire took Elijah up bodily. Chariot of fire. And you will discover that Elijah knew the exact exit point between heaven and the earth. And Elijah knew that it was beyond the Jordan. Can I talk to somebody here tonight? In Joshua chapter 10 verse 1 to 15, Joshua literally altered geography at will by commanding the sun to stand still over Gibeon. Oh, what was the secret? Look at somebody and say, what was the secret? Oh my goodness, you are not here tonight. What was the secret? I came to tell somebody here tonight that the secret was the anointing. The anointing is the ancient mystery of mastery. Oh my goodness, Sandman, please help me here. I promise to behave. The anointing of God is the old path. The anointing is the constituent of ancient realities. In Acts chapter 10 verse 38, can I preach here tonight? How God anointed Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth, he is the firstborn of creation. He is God's incarnation. He is the face of God. He is the bodily representation of the Godhead. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. This light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. Yet the Bible says how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about healing all that were oppressed of the enemy. I don't know whom I'm talking to tonight, but I came to suggest to you that to move into the next dimension of God, you need a fresh anointing. Can I talk to somebody? Look at somebody and say, the anointing is the secret. Oh my goodness. The anointing is the old path. The anointing is the ancient mystery. And tonight we are about to feast with a fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost. If you will increase, you need the anointing. To obtain divine settlement, you need the anointing. To walk in your total and complete victory, you need the anointing. You need the anointing of the Holy Ghost in order to venture into great things for God. There are many people representing God without the authorization of God, which is the anointing. I'm coming tonight to tell somebody that you are about to step into a higher dimension of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Stretch your hands and declare, send me the oil, Lord. The Hebrew word mashak. The Hebrew word mishak is the word anointing, which means to anoint and to smear with oil. Ladies and gentlemen, it was a spiritual mechanism during the Mosaic era to consecrate priests and those who will minister before God during the tabernacle erection. Ladies and gentlemen, history records in the Torah days that kings and priests and prophets were anointed outwardly with the oil to symbolize a more profound and prolific spiritual reality that God's presence was with them and his favor was upon them. To impact the divine ability and the energy of God into them. So the anointing simply means God's energy. The anointing simply means God's empowerment upon a believer. The anointing also means God's supernatural ability upon your spirit. The anointing, child of God, is God's certification upon a believer. The anointing is God's authorization upon man. Can I talk to somebody here tonight? I don't know whom I'm talking to tonight, but I see a fresh anointing about to come upon you. I'm almost there. The anointing is God's ability. It's God's enablement upon a believer to perform the great tales of the supernatural. For where you want to get to, for what you want in destiny, for you to move into the next chapters in your life, you need the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The anointing, oh my goodness, is the very energy of God to do his work. The anointing is God's power. The anointing is God's energy. The anointing is God's ability. In Exodus 31 verse 2 to 3, I don't know who you are, but it says concerning Bezaleel, I have anointed him. I don't know whom I'm talking to, but if you may, you can put your name there. Concerning Bernard Taylor, I have anointed him, that you will do great things for the Lord. Lift your hands and declare, I am anointed. If you shout it, it will come to you. Look at somebody, shake his hands and say, you are anointed. Therefore, you will do great and mighty things for God. Lift your hands and shout amen like a thunder. The anointing number 5 is God's empowerment. It's God's empowerment upon you to enable you to represent him. The anointing is God's divine tool. It's God's supernatural equipment. It's God's resource system to enable you to do the task. The anointing is the legal right by God to act in his capacity. There are many people acting in God's capacity without the authorization and the legal right of God. The anointing is the ancient secret to the life of impact authority. So now in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible declares, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. So here, by the New Testament philosophical theological perspective, the anointing of God is the manifestation of God's presence. Oh, can I talk to somebody here tonight? Oh, the presence and the anointing are not the same. God's presence means his glory. The anointing is the power. Can I talk to somebody here tonight? And if you don't have the glory, you will never get the power. Oh, you're not here tonight. Oh, come on, Alembe, let's ride, please. So the glory that births, the glory that's the presence, gives birth to the power. And the power of God is the gift that the glory of God impacts. So the glory, which is the substance of God's presence, gives birth to the power. You cannot walk in glory and not have the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, come on, son man, be favorable to me. Tap your neighbor and say, tonight, the glory of God is coming upon you. If you believe it, wave your hands and shout, yeah. So anytime you see the anointing is the visible, the empirical manifestation. The anointing is the outpouring of God's presence and his glory. And I need you to understand this mystery, that the glory can depart, but the power will remain. You can preach the word. You can heal the sick. You can prophesy accurately. You can be an orchestrator of signs and wonders. Yet no presence, no glory. Can I talk to somebody? It means the glory has departed. And there is only a residue of power which is temporary. Oh, so now Moses is talking to God. In Exodus chapter 33 verse 18, he said, I'm sick and tired. I've seen the power. But he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Can I talk to somebody? I've seen your wondrous works. I've seen miracles. I've seen your finger of God. I've seen a lot of powerful workings of the Spirit. But I want your glory. And I came to tell somebody here tonight that the church of God needs the return of the glory. Can I preach like someone wants it? Shake your neighbor and say, neighbor, the glory is coming back. In Exodus chapter 34 verse 5 to 6, and the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there. And the Bible declares the glory of God descended. So now you will understand theologically that the glory is the person of God. The glory, the presence, and the person of God are all the same. The manifestation of that glory is called the anointing. Can I talk to somebody here? You cannot have the person and not have the presence. So the presence is the evidence of the person in your life. Oh my goodness. So anytime the glory shows up, it means the person is in the house. Anytime the presence discern, it means the person is seated in the house. I don't know whom I'm talking to, but somebody here tonight is about to walk into a higher glory. Lift your hands and shout, yeah. And when it comes, I'll be out in a second. I came to tell you that there are few attributes of the anointing. The anointing is tangible. It can be transferred. It can move from one location to another. In Ezekiel 47, you will see that the anointing can increase. Am I talking to somebody? Number three, your body or your physical mortality has the ability to conduct the anointing. You can be a literal conductor of the anointing. I declare upon your life, may the anointing of the Holy Ghost be released upon you. Every dryness in your life, I release a fresh anointing. A fresh anointing for your ministry. A fresh anointing for your business. A fresh anointing for your new levels. For new chapters in God. May you receive a fresh anointing for deeper encounters of the Holy Ghost. Can I preach to somebody? The anointing of God has power. And the anointing is vital for establishment of purpose and destiny. Whatever is your assignment in life, it is the anointing that takes you there. You are not permitted to be a destitute
attitude when you are anointed. You are not permitted to be anointed and die a wanderer. If your destiny was, tonight I came to declare over your life. If your purpose is confusion, by the anointing it is clarified tonight. Can I talk to somebody? The anointing positions and repositions. Can I preach here tonight? The anointing of the Holy Ghost is vital for establishment in authority and influence. The anointing is necessary to put a man in charge. It turns an entity into a celebrity. The anointing establishes a person in partnership with God. It makes you a privileged partner over God's inheritance over the earth. Is the divine human partnership. You cannot be anointed and walk in annoyance. Can I preach to somebody here tonight? And whilst in prayer, the Lord said, go tell my people, I'm about to release a fresh anointing upon them that will turn around every negativity in their lives. I came to prophesy unto somebody. A higher dimension of God's glory is coming upon you. Shout to your neighbor and say, neighbor, get ready to walk in higher levels. Get ready to walk in new chapters. Get ready. The anointing establishes a person to walk in the wonders of God. You cannot be anointed and be dry. You cannot be anointed and be in the wilderness. You cannot be anointed and walk in aridity. You cannot be anointed and walk in scarcity. The anointing has proofs. In Hebrew, it means fatness. It means prosperity. It means increase. It means expansion. It means enlargement. I declare over your life that your worst days are over. I prophesy over your destiny. You cannot be anointed and walk in poverty. Tomorrow by this time, I see God's grace is coming upon you. Tomorrow by this time, I see you about to step in higher dimension. Come on, Alembe, let's ride. Slap your neighbor, it's a neighbor. Get ready for fresh unction. Get ready for higher levels. I declare over your destiny. What you could not do last year. What you could not do in the last season. What you could not do in the last 8 months. I prophesy over your destiny. Get ready for fresh anointing. Get ready to walk in power. So God said, my presence will go. My presence will go before you. God said, my glory will go before you. I declare over your destiny. As we have entered into Rosh Hashanah, it's a new season of higher, higher oil. Your oil designs your countess. Can I talk to somebody? Your oil breaks your toils. When you carry oil, you cannot be oiled and walk in toils. I release a fresh anointing upon you. Every dryness, I curse it tonight. Every backwardness, I rebuke it tonight. Every spirit of suicide, I rebuke it. Every form of affliction, I rebuke it tonight. I declare a new anointing is coming. A new wine is coming. Anointing is the precipitator of revival. There cannot be revival without a fresh move of God. Receive that grace. Receive that power. Receive that glory. Receive that unction. Lift your hands and shout, yeah. Tap your neighbor as a neighbor. You are anointed. Shake your neighbor and say, neighbor, you are anointed. I came to tell Pastor Paul that you are anointed. I came to tell Jules that you are anointed. The reason why you are still alive is because of the oil of God that is upon your life. The anointing is a killer of premature death. You cannot carry oil and die before your time. Tap your neighbor and say, neighbor, get ready for higher levels. Get ready for new dimensions. Lift your hands and shout, yeah. It's coming. Tap your neighbor and say, it's coming. The glory is coming. The new move of God is coming. Our generation is about to experience the ancient glory. Our generation is about to walk in the same demonstration of God's power like our fathers. Our generation is about to experience a revival in America. Lift your hands and shout, yeah. Tap your neighbor and say, the glory shall return. Oh, that was a mistake. Look at your neighbor and say, the glory has returned. Tap your neighbor and say, it has returned. It has returned. It has returned. God is raising new generals in the kingdom. It has returned. God is raising new and mighty women of God. New oracles are being raised tonight. It has returned. Great things will God do in our generation. Wave your hands and say, the glory. Return. Clap your hands unto Jesus. Stand to your feet, everyone. In the Hebrew calendar, as we have entered into a new year, a new season, I see heaven open portals. And the God said to me, go tell my people revival is coming. My visitation is coming. I'm about to raise new generals. Men and women who have waited on me. God said, I am raising new champions. Raising new leaders. America needs God's glory back. He's here tonight. The glory depletes agony. You cannot walk in glory and be in agony. The glory is God in the midst
The evidence of his presence is his glory. The substance, the concrete evidence of his person being present is his glory. The manifestation of the glory is the anointing. Tonight, this weekend, you will encounter a fresh release of his glory. I hear God say higher dimensions, higher levels. When the glory comes, you pray with ease. Spirituality becomes burdenless. When the glory comes, you fast with delight. When the glory descends, you walk in purity without pressure. The glory gives you access to his wonders, his signs. If there is anything we need on tonight's Rosh Hashanah night, is send your glory. Lift your hands. Oh, I feel an anointing here. Korabahasha nobaho sepehenevasa. Send me your glory. You are covenant keeping God. You are covenant keeping God. Lift your hands. Yahweh, covenant keeping God. Lift your hands and enjoy his presence. Yahweh, covenant keeping God. You are covenant keeping God. Shoda de la dosa de. You are covenant keeping God. Yahweh. Covenant keeping God. Yahweh, covenant keeping God. Lift your hands. Your prayer tonight, Lord, send me your glory. Anoint me for great works, unimaginable works of God. I desire for an encounter. I desire for an intimation with you. I seek your face. I seek your face. I seek your face. Edie, konia sabante diakwa. Azazanie fedieko. Zune ne shade kabantini. Lift your hands. I want you to pray in the next 5 minutes. Let your glory be revealed in my life. Dedeliate kulobaha sadeatas. Azazanie sedie. Hey shade bahakas. Adobe hesiate kabande. Zuzumaneshe. Kondia tele de bande. Shanda bahayas. Come on and lift your voice. Ruba bebe 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 siante. Rumande shando bahaya. Hey shanda bakabande. Zazazadiete. Rupana masi. Repara basante. Para
Lift your hands. There's a fresh visitation of God. There's a strong visitation. Oh, Bahad. Shade Bahai. Lift your hands. Oda Bahai. Tonight. Yeah. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Kona na na siye de atiye. Fodiye se ni anat shane na bosa de. I feel him tonight. Etiye teliye badiye de shado dosi. Zuma de shado. Ruma de shade. Hey, shodere de bosi ye de. Kona masiye de shene. Lift your hands. Lift your hands from the back to the front. The anointing of God. Fresh. Hey! Fresh. What an awesome presence. Awesome presence. Hey, my dear, say the Lord. Awesome. Hey, Holy Ghost. I feel it tonight. Holy Ghost. Awesome presence. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Awesome presence. Hey, Adabahasiete de Deboha. Zanza Zenebo. Awesome presence. Power, Holy Ghost. New levels, new dimension. Come to me. I feel it. Hey, Holy Ghost. My God. Awesome presence. Power. Shenebo, Sine de Debo. Awesome presence. Lift your hands. His glory is all over the house. His glory is all over the house. His glory. Hey, Masade de Bohosha da Bahayas. Awesome presence. Take it, Holy Ghost. Awesome presence. Grace. Lift your hands. I see rain of glory. All over the house. Rain of glory. Encounters, visitations. Oh, Bahas. Thank you, Jesus. What? Holy Ghost. Encounters, higher levels. There's grace on you, sir. It's a prophetic anointing on you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Encounters of His glory. His majestic love. His awesome presence. Lift your hands all over the house. Say, I receive. Awesome presence. Thank you, Lord Jesus. His majestic love. Lift your hands. If you're seated, just stand to your feet, everyone. And lift your hands. Break it down. If you are sick in any part of your body,
I rebuke cancer, arthritis, all form of blood diseases, diabetes, bronchitis, spine issues, viral, bacterial infections, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. I declare complete healing. Every disease, every infirmity, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you now. I declare your healing. I declare your restoration. Right now, miracles are happening. Right now. Right now, miracles are happening. Right now, miracles are happening. Right now, miracles are happening. Brain issues, heart conditions, stomach problems, back pain, joint pains, waist pains, leg pains, all kinds of infirmities. I rebuke you right now, be healed. Be healed. Be healed right now. You are set loosed. You are delivered tonight. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, feel glory. Lift it up. Lift your hands and thank you. Ask her, who is Elizabeth? Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Just love on Jesus. Just love on Jesus. Just love on Jesus. Lift your hands and thank him. Thank him. Celebrate him. Clap your hands unto Jesus. Take your seat in God's presence. If you are sick in any part of your body and the power of God hits you, you felt God's healing anointing come upon you. Something has shifted. And when you were coming, you felt a certain pain, but now the pain is no more. I want you to wave your right hand onto me. The pain is no more. The pain is gone. God has healed you tonight. Whilst I was praying and you were worshiping in the realm of the spirit, you felt something come upon you. The anointing of God hit you. Check your body. That infirmity has been taken away. You can see you are healed from any sort of pain. Come to me quickly. I just need to take two testimonies. You can see you are healed of any pain. Something has shifted in you. Something has shifted in you. Come to me and testify. Come to me and testify. God touched you. What happened to you?
When I was on the way down off the platform, my knee was hurting after standing, and now it's stopped. It's gone.
It's gone. Awesome presence of God. Slowly. Who else? Who else? Come to me, darling. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. What happened to you?
I get
muscle spasms all over my body at any given point. I was in so much pain. Just driving is difficult because I just get hit anywhere at any time. Can't hold my position. I felt it all at the beginning, and I just worshiped through it. And now I am literally standing here. I don't have a single cramp anywhere. This has been going on for over a year.
Over a year. But whilst we started praying,
and this is the first time I have been pain-free in so long. I can't even remember.
Oh my God! Awesome presence. Korai Behesh. Andana Behesh. Ediye kara farasua. Stretch your hands, just pray in the Holy Ghost. Who else? Come to me. The power of God hits you. Come to me. The power of God hits you. The power of God hits you. What happened to you?
I've been developing a pain in my shoulder, and I thought it would inhibit me from delivering food to needy people. And there's something I do every morning on a corner, and I hold a sign, and I thought it was going to interfere with what I do, and some of you people know about that.
And what happened whilst I was praying?
It's gone.
Cramp. I can hold my sign, you guys.
Stretch your hands and shout, Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Come to me. Something happened to you. God spoke to me. There has been creative miracles tonight. God said to me, creative miracles. Check yourself. Stretch your hands towards me. I rebuke every form of sickness. I rebuke every infirmity. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Receive complete healing now. Something happened to you. Come to me. The power of God hits you. Something happened to you. The power of God is so strong on you.
Yes.
She can't stand. The power of God is so strong. She said, I can't stand. Can you feel God's literal power in this house? I'm taking two more testimonies, then I'll start ministering prophetically. Who else? God is speaking to me. Check it. It's gone. Check it. Quickly, check it. Come and testify. Check it. Something has happened to you. Check it. Move your body. Check it. A chronic pain for many years. God has healed you. Check it. It's gone. Come to me and testify quickly. I will pray for you and affirm your healing. Who else? Come to me quickly. Come to me. Something happened to you. Something happened to you. A back condition is healed. A back condition is healed. Come to me. A back condition. Stand to your feet and turn yourself. It's gone. Yes. Come to me and testify quickly. It's gone. The back condition is gone. Lift your hands. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The oil is the physical emblem of the Holy Spirit. Oil is the similitude the conduit the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The oil is not the anointing. The oil signifies the anointing. So this weekend, I'll be anointing some of you with the oil as I'm led by God. And don't be scared, I won't spill your dress.
Father. Speak to your people. Speak to your people. The prophetic is the mind of God to an individual, a community, a nation. The prophetic is a revelation of truth concerning your now, your past, and your tomorrow. The foretelling and the foretelling of the wisdom of God. The word of knowledge, word of wisdom. Then we have the mobility of the spirit, where God will take the spirit of the prophet to different locations. The prophetic is not to bring embarrassment, fear, panic, but is to create spiritual direction, caution, encouragement, bring admonishment. The prophetic is how God feels about you. So this entire weekend, in my capacity as a prophet, in the last 27, 28 years, God will be using a mortal to speak his mind to you. That will grant you access to illumination, direction, strength, and grant you capacity to access the gate of your inheritance in God. Some I will speak privately to you, because not every prophetic word is for public consumption. Are you ready for God this weekend? Yes. Stretch your hands. Can I get oil? Oil on my hands. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit told me that somebody with ovarian cysts and fibroids, and you feel this excruciating pain on your left side, lower abdomen, come to me quickly. I'm going to lay hands on you. And that yoke will be broken tonight. Come to me quickly. It's been going on for a while. You've had that pain, and it's a growth inside of you, and it's been there for years. Please come to me now. Who is that person? Even as I'm speaking, you can literally feel the pain. Come to me quickly. Stretch your hands towards me. God is granting you deliverance. 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 You can help her. Deliverance. So help him. Let me pray for this woman. Please stand. Are you part of this church? Have you heard of David before? Your husband. Come to me. I saw an angel of God around you. And the angel of the Lord said to me, he's bringing prosperity to you and David Katia. Stretch your hands towards him. I'm going to tell you very private something that you took it lightly, but God saw it. Do you love animals? You love pets? All our covenant fathers in the Bible, in the Old Testament, reared livestock. I see you in the realm of the spirit training pets. You and David. Your husband is a dog trainer. It was symbolic of passion, compassion, and sympathy. Diggy's, Dave's,
Doggy Dave's
Incorporation. Hop Kenton. Stretch your hands. Animals, children. I see you in the realm of the spirit touching people's hair. You're a hairdresser. What did you say?
I said it's so cool, Lord.
Somebody say Jesus. Isn't God amazing? The first night, I don't want to make you too nervous. I'm going to go very calm. And tomorrow I hit you very strong. In the realm of the spirit, I'm praying for you, Elizabeth Kaufman Cartier. And I'm praying for your entire house. The Lord said, I should tell you, because of you, his hand will be on Rebecca. Because of you. I see an attack. But the angel of the Lord standing beside you is telling me
that by virtue of your dedication to serve God and to advance His kingdom, He is going to spare Christopher. My spirit is lifted to a bush, and I see a young 33-year-old boy cycling in a top speed. My spirit is lifted, and I'm in Jericho.
Oh, goodness.
Vermont. That's where he lives. And I see a car on the highway as he came from the bush to enter into the highway. He crashed to the car. It did?
He and his girlfriend. They're okay.
They are okay?
They're okay, but they did have an accident.
They had an accident.
Yeah.
The Lord said to me, it is because of the covenant you have with God. That averted the accident. I saw a young man. And I saw Lauren, Olivia, Lauren, Olivia, soul man. I just give you the full name by the Holy Ghost. You know that the girlfriend is called Lauren.
Yes.
God said, because of you, no damage will come to your family. Stretch your hands. An awesome God. That He knows us. That every fabric of kingdom advancement project, our dedication to Him, it's a covenant of preservation. You will live long. No weapon formed against you and your house will prosper. God's hand is upon you and your entire household. Mom, look at me. Nothing will happen to anybody connected to you. God has just opened my eyes again. I see generations that have passed and gone. It started with Paul Carter in 2010. They came to Harriet 2011. They came to Dorothea.
My mother.
Pauline Kaufman.
Mm-hmm.
She was 91 years.
Yes, she was.
Huh?
Yes, exactly.
Then they came to Doris in 2022. Cover. She was also 91. So men and women of your family lives long. And I pray for a divine preservation for you. You will live long.
Bring her back to me. Bring her back to me. Stretch your hands. When did you feel a sharp pain this side?
When?
Yes. Counting?
It's been a while,
it's
but
been
yes.
A while. Stretch your hands. God said, I'm straightening your spine.
Oh, that's what I need. Thank you. That's what I need.
I called for this issue. She should have come. Sometimes the church folks makes the prophet a lie.
Well, I didn't know if it was healed because I haven't felt pain in it.
Stretch your hands. I see the spine is shifted. It is bent. God is straightening it. Stretch your hands. It's a creative miracle. Oh, I feel God here tonight. Lift your hands. Come to me. Stretch your hands towards me. Stretch your hands. What do you want God to do for you?
Well, first, that's first, and I would like healing and breakthrough, and that my children and myself could do God's will, and we would have His grace to do that, and we would be in unity, and the Ken Brown family, Justin's dad, would be whole, and I like my extended family. It's a terrible mess.
It's a lot of prayer requests. Yeah.
Kingdom come. That's what we done.
Stretch your hands. There is a strong call of God on you. And that call is to empower women. God has a great assignment for you. Wait. My spirit left my body. Who is Martha?
It's my mother.
Where is she? Is she alive?
She is. She'll be 94.
Oh, don't worry. The prophet is. Stand up. There is an angel. Stand. Stretch your hands. There is an angel blocking something now. I am in church, but my spirit is in an apartment 411.
That's my mother's apartment.
Stretch your hands. I have entered into that apartment. Koda Baha Sayaka. Number one, is it Kevin Street, something like that, in Westboro?
Yeah, One Lyman Street.
Yes. And I saw someone about to have heart attack. But the Lord says, stop talking to her and break that attack right now. Stretch your hands.
In 1920, a man was born. And that man grew to become 56. Stretch your hands. Dear Faha Soha Ninisiatas. In 1976, the spirit that wants to take your mother took him. He was called Charlie.
Yes.
Who was that?
He was my father.
Your father. You were 18 years.
Yes, I was.
When the spirit took him. He's in heaven.
Yes.
Kalava Sapaya Sokayatas. And the Lord said, rebuke that spirit that took Charlie. Because Martha will live to become over 100. Stretch up. Feel God, yes. Oh, Mahaso Bahai. Stretch. Adia Fahaso Kobahai. Felia Sobaha. God said a covenant in Israel is going to save your mother. My spirit is lifted to Jerusalem University College. And I've entered into the president and the dean's office. And before I got to the president and the dean's office, I saw you as the assistant to the president and the dean.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
My God. And the Lord said, there is peace, grace, unction from Jerusalem. Because of that. But I see you taking care of children. Because of that, you prolong your mother's life. Stretch your hands. I see 65.
That's my age.
And I see Claudia, 67.
My sister.
Huh?
My sister.
And I see Calvin.
That's my brother-in-law.
80 years. The Lord said, the covenant in Jerusalem will preserve them. You. Claudia Wiggins.
Huh? That's my sister's name.
Fatoka.
Hey. Hey.
You. Covenant keeping God, Yahweh, covenant keeping God. Bring it to me. Oh, can you feel Jesus in this house? Oh, Bahasa. Your mother will be 94 this September.
You got this.
My God. Lift your hands. Put your hands together for Jesus. Lift your hand. Stretch your hands and pray for her. Pray for her. Pray for her. Say, I. Say it seven times. Stretch your hands and pray for her. Pray for her. Stretch your hands towards her. You had a dream some time ago, and you saw this image in your dream. The image was like a cat or a dog. Stretch your hands. Since that time, it's been many years, you've had visitations and promptings that where you live, you sense you have to move. Why are you looking at him?
Well, my husband has had the encounter.
Encounters.
That we were going to be moving.
So that you are going to be moving.
Yes.
Stretch your car.
With one.
Oh, parabosha. Kele parabosha. Rebarabosha. Can you feel God here tonight? Take seven steps forward. I feel him, sir. Stretch your hands. Say, take cloud of his glory in this place. Stretch your hands and declare, receive. Pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray. Doctor's diagnosis over you. I saw a vision of a woman. Does white people believe in witchcraft? Do you believe in witchcraft? It's scripture. I just made a joke. Stretch your hands. Somebody has. I'm coming, okay? It seems anytime I need to talk to you. Stretch your hands. I saw a surgery, and it's as a result of a negative declaration by a bitter woman who has conjured and consulted medium spirit against you. So if you go to the hospital, they will give you a bad report, something with your spine. That was never there. Huh? Come again. But tonight, I'm going to break that witchcraft over you. Lift your hands. Have you done any x-ray about your spine before? Huh?
Yes.
What happened?
Slipped. I had a lumbar disc slip. And my sciatic nerve affected.
Who is Nabin? Huh?
Me.
You. God said you are delivered.
Stretch your hands.
Hey! Lift your hands. God is going to use you. I saw an angel of God return a diamond ring into your hands. And the Lord said, what the enemy did against you has been canceled. Pray for her. God said, restoration is coming. Throw your hands and begin to declare. Jesus said, I speak to one, I speak to all. Begin to prophesy restoration. Restoration. Prophesy restoration. Come on now, don't stop praying the Holy Ghost. Command restoration. Command restoration. Command restoration. Stop crying. Jules, come. Come tell her. Stop crying. Tell her to stop crying. Come to me. How many of you believe that God is real? Stand here. A snake spirit high form Leviathan spirit. Fele so kahaya, renin kania soa. Fight women in your bloodline. That snake spirit, destroyed your home. If not for your prayer life, your dedication to God and your life of sacrifice, you'd have been dead by now. Stop crying, darling. I saw an angel of God And the angel said, my son, look at that daughter of God. And the angel showed me a diamond ring. And he said, what the devil meant it for evil, God will make it good. God brought me here to confirm his love for you. Because in between 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. today, you were in a hectic emotional trauma. I see documentation. I see divorce. Today. What happened today?
Today. At 12:30 p.m., we were at the lawyers signing divorce papers.
You signed divorce papers today. 12:30. Parasoko Bahayas. Anika. Who is that? You? God said, restoration is coming to you. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Come on now. Come. Come, sir. Lift your hands. Take it. Take it. Lift him up. Kim Braille. What is that? Kim Braille. Kim Braille. Something. Your father. Your father. There is wealth grace on you. Take it. Bring him back. You'll be drunk in the Holy Ghost. Take the anointing.
Take it.
Lift your hands. Who is David? Come. Lift your hands. Presence. Lift your hands. Sir, in the 80s, a woman in a place in Florida called Villages. Was distributing Bibles and Christian literatures. That woman died in 2018. She was 78 years. Her name was Dorothy. Her covenant with God will keep you and your entire house for generations, like Abraham and God. That Dorothy, her spirit is on you. And that Dorothy is connected to Norman. 86 years. The Lord said, I should tell you. Wherever you go, the spirit of Dorothy is with you. Deeper wells, life empowerment. You move to higher levels. Deeper life, deeper wells. Lift your hands. Speak in tongues. Pastor Paul, you are the David of our generation. You are the David of our generation. Medie Fanekete. They get taken. Speak in tongues. Angels are everywhere. Angels. God is giving you fresh blood. Your blood has been clotting. You've been dealing with some health issues. But tonight, God said you are free. Holy Ghost! If you are sick in any part of your body, put your hands there. I rebuke every pain tonight. Every sickness. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Come out of God's people. Lift your hands. Deuteronomy 1:11. The Lord showed me that scripture. And he said, Jubilee is coming with 1,000 times more. Stretch your hands. He said 50 people is about to walk in Deuteronomy 1:11. It shall be a September of manifestation. September is a month of birthing, delivery of divine purpose. It's the month of deliverance. It's a month of uncommon manifestation. When a woman is pregnant, she gets the 9 month, she is due for her delivery. Whatever you've prayed about, God said, this weekend, you're about to step into your manifestation. Stretch your hands. And listen to me. I saw 50 people receive
instant manifestation. Every time God sends a prophet, God will place a demand on you. Go to Zarephath, 1 Kings 17, verse 8 to 12. I have prepared a widow woman to sustain you. What do you have in your house? I have oil. Go and borrow vessels. A widow. The husband is dead. Elisha gives the instruction. Prophetic demand. Abraham, Genesis 22. Give me thy son, thy only son, that thou lovest. Prophetic demand. Now I know that you love me. Come on, God. He's always been obedient to your voice. Your sacrifice reveals the depth of your love for God. Until you follow, you cannot break your fallow ground. Prophetic instruction, prophetic direction. Elisha is about to die. The king goes to him. My father, the chariot of Africa, the horseman thereof. There's a problem. Let's get a bow and arrow. Shoot. As long as you can see, the extent of faith is the extent of your victory. Hit the ground. The number of times is the number of victories you have. Direction. Instruction. Stretch your hands. I speak as God's servant. I speak as God's prophet. Been in God's presence the entire day, soaking in God's presence. The only time I tested Pastor Paul was 6 o'clock, and I greeted him the whole day. No text message, no call. I've been in God's presence. The message I preach is not one of my sermons I chose to preach. God told me to preach the return of the glory. And the Lord is speaking to me. Give me Deuteronomy 1:11. That I should anoint the feet of 50 people who will sow a seed according to Deuteronomy 1:11. And give me the scripture. The Lord God of your fathers will bless you 1,000. This sacrifice is for your manifestation. One thing you have been praying for a long time. You have trusted God for this thing, for this miracle, for this manifestation. Father, for years, for months, I need this breakthrough. As you sow this sacrifice, the Lord said, heaven will speak on your behalf. Lift your hands. I speak as God's servant. Give me oil. Everyone who will be obedient to release this seed tonight, God will shift your heavens. And this sacrifice will not be one of those that you give without understanding. Stretch your hands. I'm going to anoint your feet. You come and stand here. And believe me, as a true prophet, God spoke to me. You will sow a seed of $1,000 for a one-time divine turnaround. Something you've been trusting God for. He said, tonight, by your sacrifice, it is done. Stretch your hands. If you are part of these people, come to the altar quickly. Come to me. Come to me quickly. You will sow a seed of $1,000. Come to me quickly and stand here. When you see God's glory and there is a prophetic instruction, don't hesitate. Come and stand here. And Prophet Jules will add oil to your feet. You will sow a seed of $1,000. The instructions will be given on the screens. You will sow a seed of $1,000. You will sow a seed of $1,000. As you stand here, I want you to begin to pray and ask God, Father, as I sow this seed of $1,000, let September bring me manifestation. Touch their feet with the oil. Lift it up and begin to pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost. A lot of people who are supposed to release the seed tonight, and they are still seated. Thank you. Key. Come and sow this, release the seed. Prophet Jules will be anointing your feet. God bless you, sir. Your seed speak for you. God honor you, sir. Lift it up and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. A lot of people are seated down. Come and release the seed quickly. Seed of $1,000. Something major you need. Something major you have been trusting God for. Come quickly and release a seed of $1,000. Quickly. Oh my God. Don't joke with this. Now speak in tongues. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Command your rivers to flow. My God. Something major. A seed of $1,000.
You are covenant keeper.
Something major you need from God.
You covenant keeper.
Kodama, pray in the Holy Ghost.
Yahweh covenant keeper.
I love you, Alembe. God bless you, sir.
Yahweh, covenant keeping God.
There is a shift in the atmosphere. A dear Fede, adore se dear Taya Sire. Miracles are breaking forth. Lift your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost. My seed will shift my heavens. My seed will shift my heavens. He that soweth in tears shall reap in joy. They shall doubtlessly return back. He that goeth forth bearing precious seed, we bet shall doubtless return back rejoicing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lift your hands. Father, about five people seated, the Lord said, come and sow a seed of $1,000. About five people, come quickly. Come. The Lord said to me, stand and come. Come. Quickly rush to me. Come and sow a seed of $1,000. Come. Quickly. As you sow that seed tonight, your heaven will speak. It's left with three people. Come.
Thank you for your obedience. It's left with two. It's left with two. It's left with two. It's left with two persons. Lift it up. Say, Father, in my obedience to soul, let the harvests of this sacrifice be released in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen, listen. You sit down, you write one thing, you write your name and one thing you want to see in September. As today is Rosh Hashanah, the new year in the Hebrew calendar, you have entered into a new season. You write one thing you want to see before the end of September. One thing you want to see before this month is over. After you write your name and you write it on it, release the seed quickly. Release the seed. You test Bridge Metro West to 94000. And you sow the seed. After you sow the seed, bring the envelope back to my hands. I will pray on your prayer request. And that is it. If I be a true prophet, God will honor you. Take your seat. Clap your hands for them. Stretch your hands. Now listen. I carry a very strong result-oriented ministry. So if I give you instruction and you follow it, you'll get it. Because we spend quality time in God's presence before we come. Amen. Stretch your hands. The Lord spoke to me about number 12. Number 12. And everyone here, God spoke to me about covenant. A seed of $120. Covenant. Overflow. 12 sons of Jacob, 12 tribes of Israel, 12 months in a year. Covenant. 12 basket full, overflow. The Lord spoke to me about number 12. I work with prophetic numbers. Everyone here who could not do $1,000, you can do $120. Pick the envelope and release that sacrifice. And God said, the covenant will speak for you. Come pick the envelope. Everybody here. To obey is better. And the $1,000 people, bring your prayer request after you sow. Quickly, write your checks and come quickly. Prophetess. Thank you, Pastor Paul, for having your kid brother here tonight. I love you so dearly, sir. Yes. God bless you. Write your prayer request, Isis. Bless you, man of God. Bless you, man of God. Come quickly. Come and release it. 120, 12 covenant. And the last seed is manifestation seed for $90 sacrifice. The last seed is manifestation, $90. Write your prayer request after you write the check. Is that $1,000? You've done it. Have you written your prayer request? Let me see. Freedom, sorry. That's your prayer request. The wise man. May God honor you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come quickly. After you sow your $1,000, come and drop the envelope in my hand with your prayer request. We'll take it and pray on it. Quickly. It's done. See your prayer request. It's done. Bless you. See your prayer. It's done. God bless you. Come quickly. Mama, blessings. It's done. Come quickly. Sow the seed and write the prayer request. Don't bring the prayer request without the seed. Amen. And that $120, $90 sacrifice, all of you, drop it. It's done? The seed is done? Awesome. Amen. Come quickly. If you are seated, you have not sown a seed tonight, pick an envelope. Whatever you are led to sow, pick an envelope. Don't leave here without sowing a seed tonight. Bless you. Zayo. Stand. Yes. Yes. Come pick an envelope and sow. It's done? God has done it. Yes. Those of you with $1,000, I'm taking your sacrifice and your prayer request quickly. Quickly. Do it quick. God is going to help you, okay? God loves you so dearly. If you, yes, yes. So tomorrow. It's done? Awesome. In case you don't have yours and you want to bring it tomorrow, let me see your hand so I can give you the come. You want to bring yours tomorrow? The network connection is not working. We come against the network connection in Jesus' name. Papa, please, can you give, Baba, please give them alternative directions.
Apparently Push Pay is having a problem. But he rebuked it, so it's going to be fixed. What was that? It's working. Mine went through. Push Pay, somebody showed me the screen, so they're having some network issues. But if you do text Bridge Metro West to the number 94,000, it gives you the options. And I think option number four is give. You can also, option number one is give. Should be. You can also scan the QR codes in the back of the chairs. If you want to make a check, just make it out to the bridge. We can collect that. We've got baskets as well. But if the network doesn't work right now, if the Push Pay is not working right now, they get it fixed pretty quick. We've been using them for years and years and years, and it's super secure, except for right now, apparently. It's back working. And he's an IT guy, so I believe him. But we'll get it. We'll get it rocking. Just persevere. That's what we say. Amen.
One of the things I know about God is every time you are faithful to your giving commitment, God opens the heavens over you. It's a kingdom principle. Amen. So release your seed quickly. Release your seed. Bless you, sir. Yes, of course. If you want to sow your seed, whatever you have, you want to come and drop it, come quickly. Whatever you have. Thank you. There, yes. Blessings. Whatever you have, give and come and drop it quickly. If you need an envelope to sow a seed for anything, whatever, come quickly and sow a seed. Amen. God bless you so dearly. Tonight I came to greet you and introduce myself. And by the grace of God, tomorrow we will go higher and higher by God's grace. Amen.
You'll see the soon. Bless you. Bless you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay? Come drop your sacrifice. Whatever you have to give, you can pick an envelope and sow. Blessings. Quickly, now do the last thing. I'll drop the mic. Yes. God bless you, ma'am. Bless you. Bless you, sir. Amen. Look at someone and say, it's a blessing to give. Amen. Quickly bow down your heart. If you are not born again, bow down your heart. If you are not born again, you want to rededicate your life to God. You need Jesus in your heart. I'd like to pray for you. You need Jesus in your heart. I'd like to pray for you. You say, Pastor, I've seen God tonight. Lay hands on me. I want to rededicate my life back to God. Recommit my life back into His hands. I want to give my heart.